Police have dubbed it an unprecedented case in Czech criminal history. A hospital nurse murdered 7 patients by lethal injection and attempted to kill 10 others. The nurse, 30-year-old Petr Zelenka, who worked at a hospital in eastern Bohemia's Havlíčkův Brod, was brought into custody over the weekend. Now many are questioning how the perpetrator was able to get away with it for so long, and they're calling for preventive measures to stop anything similar from happening again. Jan Vellinger has details.
He reportedly killed with a hidden vial of heparin, a blood-thinning drug causing internal bleeding when administered in large doses. Then he quietly completed his shift. 30-year-old Petr Zelenka, nurse at the hospital in Havlíčkův Brod. At first, the hospital was unable to register anything wrong given the relatively high number of deaths in intensive care, even under normal circumstances. But eventually, it became clear that an unusually high number of patients were dying from internal hemorrhaging. The scales were tipped by a 7th death in September, and it was then that the hospital negotiated with Mr. Zelenka to give up his post. Acting on suspicions, authorities finally notified police, but charges were not pressed against the nurse per se, but against an unknown perpetrator. Now, not surprisingly, there has been criticism. Some think that the hospital should have been more swift in its actions and should have informed regional health authorities about the case. Even the health minister has stated the hospital should have fired Mr. Zelenka outright rather than ending his contract by negotiation. Those measures would have arguably prevented Mr. Zelenka from getting a job at another hospital in nearby Jihlava. Even though it appears while there Mr. Zelenka did not have time to kill again, there is little doubt he would have eventually. Police psychologist Ludmila Čirtková described such killer's states.
Velmi častou pohnutkou jsou vražedné choutky. To znamená, že tomu člověku dělá prostě radost zabíjet.
Such people enjoy killing the helpless, those who need to rely on the help of others. They think and feel differently than the rest of us and get enjoyment from deciding over life and death. That's where they gain the most pleasure.
Životě a smrti druhých, protože to je vlastně ten ultimativní zážitek, kterého oni se kochají.
Although Mr. Zelenka's case is being treated as an isolated one, there's no question security and procedural checks at hospitals and health facilities will now need to be increased. Health Minister Tomáš Julínek.
Je důležité stanovit bezpečnost procesů v té nemocnici, to znamená...
It's important that hospitals implement a higher number of mechanisms for repeatedly checking some processes, more controls, more people, like you have for security at airports. Like airports, hospitals are highly sensitive sites. Measures should be introduced. That also pertains to my call on hospital directors to increase accreditation in security measures several weeks ago.
In this case, Mr. Zelenka has already confessed and has been taken into custody. His lawyer has been quoted as saying the nurse may have killed on an impulse to test doctors in Havlíčkův Brod in the belief they were not good enough to discover the truth. According to reports, this is one area where the suspect has shown emotion, surprised that in the end, he finally was caught.